With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Supreme Court taking up one of the term's most consequential cases, President Trump's executive order on birthright citizenship, declaring that children born to parents who are in the U.S. illegally or temporarily are not American citizens. Solicitor General D. John Sauer made the administration's case.
Unrestricted birthright citizenship contradicts the practice of the overwhelming majority of modern nations. It demeans the priceless and profound gift of American citizenship. It operates as a powerful pull factor for illegal immigration and rewards illegal aliens who not only violate the immigration laws, but also jump in front of those who follow the rules.
Sauer faced skepticism from some conservative and liberal justices alike. Halfway into the hearing, the ACLU legal director, the child of Chinese immigrants, was defending birthright citizenship before the court. President Trump says he sees a possible end to the U.S. war effort against Iran. We get an update from correspondent Ben Thomas.
Children of ambassadors, children of enemies during a hostile invasion, children on warships, and then you expand it to a whole class of illegal aliens are here in the country. I'm not quite sure how you can get to that big group from such tiny and sort of idiosyncratic.
And Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Vice President Vance are both seen as the Republican Party's strongest potential candidates in the next presidential election, but the Iran war could prove to be a political millstone for them. It all depends on how it plays out with the American public. Rubio's full-throated support for the war could come back to haunt him if his critics successfully pin any of its negative impacts onto his candidacy. Stocks are rushing higher worldwide and oil prices easing as hopes build that the war with Iran could come to an end soon. The Dow is up by 390. This is SRN News. Latin American voters see a role for religion in government.
There are looming presidential elections in Brazil, Colombia, and Peru, and a new poll from the Pew Research Center indicates that in each of those nations, about two-thirds of voters say they want a president who will defend their religious beliefs. A similar percentage in each country also say they believe the Bible should be the basis for their laws, and even half of non-religious people tell Pew they feel the same way. Michael Harrington reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Chicago Bulls have cut guard Jaden Ivey after he criticized the NBA for promoting LGBT agenda. Ivey called the league's devotion to gay pride unrighteous in a post on Instagram, adding, quote, "They proclaim gay pride on billboards and in the streets, so how is it that one can't speak righteousness?" Bulls coach Billy Donovan says Ivey's comments don't reflect the values of that organization. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason now with a midday Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street opened higher this morning following yesterday's big rally, fueled by hopes for a quick end to the Iran war. As markets here at home and abroad rise, oil prices have been falling. U.S. crude fell below $100 a barrel. Tech pioneer Apple is marking a golden anniversary. In 1976, Apple Computer was founded by Steve Jobs, Steve Wozniak, and Ronald Wayne. Shoppers stepped up their spending in February after pulling back at the start of the year. The Commerce Department reports retail sales rose 0.6% in February after registering a 0.1% decline in January. A federal appeals court has denied a request to reopen a criminal case against Boeing tied to two deadly crashes of 737 MAX jets. The Justice Department reached a deal last year with Boeing. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Rich Thomason.
More on these stories at srnnews.com.